Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
A new bill has been introduced in the House that would require all public information from most federal government agencies to be made available online. Ellen Miller, executive director of the Sunlight Foundation, says that the Public Online Information Act would redefine what public information actually means.
The way the government has interpreted what public information means is to print out a copy of a report or a document or a database and put it in a manila file folder and put it in the basement of an office building and eventually truck it out to some kind of warehouse storage and essentially lock it up in a cabinet where no one can see it.
The information hidden in those cabinets is only available in Washington, D.C. between the hours of 9 and 5.
Our thought is that government needs to come into the 21st century and understand that it's actually their responsibility to provide information in a way that citizens will actually access it.
The law would help citizens gain a better understanding of how their government functions.
It provides a measure of accountability for what government does in our name. It gives information to citizens, enabling them to ask their lawmakers questions in town hall meetings. It provides the kind of information that lawmakers can ask of the executive branch, you know, how this program is working or how this program is not working. So there are a number of very, very significant benefits, public benefits, from this legislation.
Having all sorts of government information is a kind of public good, Miller says. There's no telling what kinds of useful applications and mashups will be created. Imagine the array of amazing tools created using government weather information or GPS satellites being extended to all kinds of federal data.
Citizens need to know, citizens want to know, citizens are accessing information about things that matter to them. And I think it's paternalistic to suggest that we're going to only make this kind of data available because we don't really know what citizens want. So if we can put the data online, require it to be online, and provide a system where it's easy to find, you know, keyword searches through data, we, I think, will be stunned as a nation as to how this information is used to create a better democracy and a more engaged citizenry.
For more information about the Public Online Information Act, go to sunlightfoundation.org. And now, a special commentary by Media Minute's own Candace Clement.
It's starting to feel like we're stuck in the media twilight zone. While channel surfing the other day, I came across a fresh-faced young reporter for a cable network aggressively following an important person around an airport and refusing to let up with his questions. The unwilling interviewee grew angry, suddenly snapping and shouting at the reporter to leave him alone. "Do you think you're immune to questions?" the reporter shouted back repeatedly. I was speechless. "Do you think you're immune to questions?" It was perfect. Such a simple and powerful question. This would have been the most hopeful piece of journalism I had seen in years if it weren't for one small detail. This was not a journalist from CNN or Fox or MSNBC. The exchange was between an E! Network reporter and a Hollywood celebrity. And that's when it clicked. Could the news media learn something from the paparazzi? I started to imagine that paparazzi reporter in the press pool, doggedly pursuing a line of questioning and refusing to take no comment for an answer. In an age of woefully tame media, old D.C. journalists could learn a thing or two from reporters traditionally considered at the bottom of the news industry's barrel. Imagine if Washington journalists were as aggressive and relentless as a paparazzo desperately trying to get a Brangelina quote, or demanded real answers from the Wall Street investment firms who tanked the economy, got a taxpayer bailout, and then paid out exorbitant bonuses to executives. Mainstream media are increasingly using cost-cutting measures like slashing jobs and reorienting their newsroom staff to cover the kind of soft and cheap-to-produce entertainment and gossip stories that the paparazzi specialize in. Consolidated media has meant only a certain kind of journalist makes it to the top and gets press credentials, the type who asks softball questions that politicians can hit with their eyes closed and that don't compromise the media company's own interests. With CNN's homepage regularly plastered with celebrity news, it doesn't seem unfair to ask journalists to learn a basic lesson from the paparazzi. Don't take no for an answer.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national, nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit www.freepress.net.